Also sad news reaching us yesterday, the death of well-known Sligo resident Martin Ford. Now, Martin was a regular on this show over many years, be it partaking in on-air discussions or election debates or various referendum debates or whatever. And he was never short of opinion on most matters. Apart from his campaigning on a range of issues, Martin was also a man who wrote poetry. And indeed, he stood in both the general and local elections. He stood in the Sligo Leitrim constituency in the general election of 2002. And he also once stood in all three wards in Sligo in the elections to Sligo Borough Council. So as a very short tribute to Martin this morning, I put together this series of some of his contributions on this show and elsewhere down the years. Martin, you watched the programme. You were deeply offended, you say.
Deeply offended, Niall. Good morning, Hugh. Good morning to your listeners.
The reason that I am standing for local elections in the three wards is because I'm against the refuse charges.
Now, if people don't believe in God, that's their business. They have the right to disbelieve in God. But we also have the right to believe in God and hold sacred things which are holy in our understanding of God. And to say that God committed sin is totally contrary to our understanding of God.
I'm trying to make the point that I, as a Sligo person, a citizen of this town, this city, I want the democratic right to elect the mayor of Sligo, as is my right. As if the people of other towns and cities in Ireland can elect the mayor, then I should have the right, as part of this country, to elect the mayor as well. The government have overlooked this town. They've given the right to other towns and cities, but they've overlooked Sligo. They've discriminated against this town, and I want the people of Sligo the right to elect their own mayor.
Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Niall. Good morning to your listeners.
You're saying you may be forced to carry your clock around with you as you walk the streets and go about your business. Explain that, if you will.
Niall, the battery on my wristwatch is gone. I met the jeweller on the street the other day. I said to him, is there any chance I can get a battery for my watch? It's gone. He says, Martin, I'd love to facilitate you, but I can't break the law. I have a cuckoo clock in the house. I'm going to look a bit strange going around with a cuckoo clock around Sligo. I'd be put away.
You say you're not in the business of getting elected, but you want to make a point. How many votes do you think would be acceptable to make a point?
Well, how many angels on the head of a needle? The fact is, I would hope that the people would do me this favour and do themselves a favour.
It's very disheartening.
You can't see
the young people passing the review stand and see no politicians taking the parade. They'd rather go off and review the American parades than live the high life while we in Sligo and Ireland are trying to survive.